The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Hallelujah. Tonight, the topic is dividends of impactful living. Dividends of impactful living. The series for our Wisdom and Palliative Service is Impactful Living. Before our anniversary, Pastor taught us a lot about this. He has set the foundation and he gave us several definitions of impactful living. That is, you are an asset, you are not a liability. You are making positive contribution everywhere you find yourself. Tonight we want to look at the dividends of impactful living. To live impactfully, there are some dividends attached to it. If you have business to do with insurance company, they will tell you they will pay you so at the end of the transaction. Okay? But our God doesn't operate like that. You see, most time, whenever you keep in covenant with God, you start reaping the harvest immediately. You start with, sometimes you may have to, so that your faith can be built. So God will give you some times so that he can build your faith. But when, most of the time, when you key him, you start receiving it. Now we are going to look at the dividends of impactful living. I tell you, impactful, a person of impact will always receive dividends. And the life that God has destined for you and I is a life of impact maker. You and I has been destined to make impact in life. God has destined us to make impact in our generation. He has destined you and I to affect our generation. He has destined us to influence our generation. And he has destined us to affect our generation. Because we are not ordinary. Matthew chapter 5, from verse 13 to 16, Jesus makes it so clear of the kind of life and the kind of person you and I Jesus has made those. You can say, you had the salt of the earth. You had the salt of the earth. Salt had taste to food. God said, as you, anywhere you find yourself, you must be a plus. You must have taste to everything that concerns you or anything you lay your hand upon. And that is why it says in Psalm 1 that you are like a tree planted by the rivers of water. You bring up fruit in due season. So God has made you and I salt. He said you are the salt of the earth. Can you go back to that Matthew chapter 13? Chapter 5 from verse 13 to 16. He said you are the salt of the earth. But if the salt have lost its savour, wherewith shall it be salted? It is henceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and to be trampled upon foot of men. I was opportune to see a salt that loses its salt. It was given to me by my grandmom. What I can't remember, I was very, very young. So she now called me and said, come. So when I entered that room, and I said, what is this? I said, salt. I said, okay, taste it and see. When I tasted it, I tell you, it was like a powder. Or like a wheat. Yes, when you tasted wheat, it has no taste at all. I was, but this is salt. He said, yes, it's actually salt, but it has been kept for a very, very long time. So it has been kept for a very, very long time. So it is. Ladies and gentlemen, God has invested a lot inside of you and I. Potential is inside of you. Talent is inside of you. Gift is inside of you. Anointing is inside of you. If you leave it unused, it will be useless. There are things that only you can do in this world. Nobody else can do it. And that is why you are different. Even if somebody has your same height, the same complexion you have, the same voice, the same everything, the same face, the same shape, there is something different about you. In fact, Even I heard it that even tongue print it can be the same. But there's another thing that nobody has it, which is your eyes. There's some stripe on your eyes that nobody has it. God makes you different. That's why the Bible says you are wonderfully and fearfully made. You are so different. The reason why God did not replicate you is because you are the only person that is needed for the change that is required. Have you observed that there is no two presidents of a nation in one nation? Have you observed that the automobile car we are using, there is no two drivers? Because just one person, it was made for one person. You were made for a specific task. And that is the question that God confronted Jeremiah with. He said, before I know you, I have formed you. Inside of you, I have ordained you as a prophet. You are not to be a carpenter. You are not to be a politician. I have ordained you as a prophet. And until you take this responsibility, nobody is going to prophesy directly from me. Shout hallelujah. So you are the salt of the earth. And Jesus went on to say that you are the light. You are to illuminate. You are to bring direction. You are to brighten, you are to make the whole. You see, the importance of light is so. I thank God for our Kingdom Stars. During their programs, they let us know the importance of light. Praise the Lord. Light is so important. It let us know. It cleared darkness. It cleared darkness. So your life is to illuminate. Your life is to have salt. Your life is to have taste to this tasteless world. Every time somebody is complaining that Nigeria is this or the world is this, just know that indirectly they are talking to you. They are actually talking to you that you have no image. The Bible says that the expectation of the creation is eagerly waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. That sons of God is you. And I declare that you will manifest in the name of Jesus. I say you will manifest in the name of Jesus. Quickly, I'll look at example of people who lived an impactful life. And you will also see the correlation between their life, what they do with their life. And if they don't do it, what will have happened? The first person is a man called Nehemiah. Nehemiah, one day, there was a war in the city of Jerusalem. And they packed everything. They destroyed the wall, they destroyed the temple, they packed everything, all the goods, everything they kept in the temple, they packed everything. And all the noble people, they packed them also. So they left ordinary men. They rendered the whole city useless. And remember, this city, according to Old Testament law, is where it has been ordained for all the Jews to go and worship. That's a question the woman that Jesus met at the river, at the well, was the argument. And Jesus said, the day is coming that you don't need to go to Jerusalem to worship because the hour has come. Shout hallelujah. That's the place, when you are reading your Bible, every time, okay, let me pause a little. When you are reading your Bible, every time the Bible is making reference to Jerusalem, observe it. It will always say, let us go up to Jerusalem. Up to Jerusalem. Nobody ever go down to Jerusalem. But when you look at the one called Samaria, you always sit down. When the man, when Jesus was telling his parable of the Good Samaritan, the Bible said that man went down to Samaria. That is different between the two. Every time, the city of Jerusalem has been consecrated as a holy city where God dwells. That is the seat of David. That is where he sat to exercise authority. And that city, that's where they call on the name of the Lord. Now, one day, this enemy went there and they destroyed everything. But there is this young man called Nehemiah. He was there in a foreign land. And where he was in the foreign land, in Nehemiah chapter 1, if you read from verse 1, the Bible makes some account. Nehemiah said, the word of Nehemiah, the son of Hakaliah, and it came to pass in the month Kislew in the 20th year, and it was in Susan, the palace. This man was in palace. That Ananiah, one of the brethren, came and certain men of Judah, and I asked them concerning the Jews that had escaped, which were left in the captivity, and concerning Jerusalem. say, I have concerning Jerusalem. Okay? And they said unto me, the remnant that were left in the captivity, there in the province are in great affliction and reproach. Can you see that? The people left there, they were in great affliction, they torment them, and they were ridiculed. The wall of Jerusalem also is broken down, and the gates thereof are burnt with fire. You know, it was a wooden gate. To say, so they burnt everything, they destroyed everything. And this man is enjoying his life in the palace. He was the one serving the king. He was the king cupbearer, enjoying life. But you remember, the city of Jerusalem to every Jew is a very important city. Remember, the book of Psalms, he said, they asked them to come and sing. They sang in Jerusalem, in the temple, to come and sing to God. He said, no, far be it. I think Psalm 133 also. He said, no. He said, if I forget Jerusalem, he cursed himself. That's to tell you that the place where they encounter God is so important to them. Where you encounter God is very, very important. Where God is blessing you is very, it should be important to you. And when this man heard it, he said, and it came to pass, when I heard these words, that I sat down and wept and mourned concerning, certain days, and fasted and prayed before the God of heaven. These things, anyone that will make impact in life to do these things. He said, I sat down, I sat down. When I sat down, I wept. That is, there was a weeping inside, and it came out outside. Say, and I prayed and I fasted. I prayed and I put myself in a spiritual journey. If you want to make impact in life, we must place ourselves under a spiritual, we must compulsorily place yourself under fast, because it is not by strength, it is not by power. It is by the Spirit of God. And when this man do that, he went to the king to save our time. He went to the king, and the king looked at him. Young man, what is happening with you? You are not always like this. Then he poured out his mind. This is what happened. This is what happened. This is what happened. Look at verse 9. Wherefore the king said, okay, but if ye turn unto me and keep my commandment and do them, though they were cast out unto the uttermost part of the heaven, yet will I gather them from hence, and I will bring them unto the place that I have chosen to set them. Now, this man is praying to God. And in chapter 2, from verse 17 to verse 18, look at what happened. Verse 17 and verse 18. Then said I unto them, ye see the distress. This man now went and meet, he received permission and approval from the king. So he went to meet his brethren, and he began to talk to them. See the distress that we are in. Now Jerusalem lieth waste, and the gate thereof are burned down with fire. Come, and let us build up the wall of Jerusalem, that we be no more in reproach. He said, let us build this. He called for the people that can help. He called for the people that can help. There is something about people who are ready to make impact in life. God always assists them. God always releases everything that they need. He got the favor of the king. I decree to somebody tonight, as you make up your mind to live impactfully, the Lord will release everything that you need in the name of Jesus. This man's life will have been forgotten. Today, we will not have been mentioning his name. In short, Bible will not have time to record his name as a cupbearer. Doing what? But the reason why his name is written in the Bible is because he made impact. He refused to remain a cupbearer. He made up his mind to live a life of impact. He made up his life to affect his generation, to do things that will glorify the name of God. So tonight, we've got to make up our mind. You see, when we talk of impact, making impact, we are talking of positive impact. The one that affects generations. The one that makes life better. The one that changes the stories of nations or anywhere you have. The one that turn it upside down and make it, that they will always make reference to that thing. I pray that that is going to be the life that you and I will live in the name of Jesus. What I discovered from the life of this man is that to command impact, you must both have mission and passion. If you want to command impact in life, You must have both mission and passion. You must be mission oriented. There must be something you want to achieve. There's something you want to achieve. You are not just aimless. There is something you are pursuing. Then a passion, the fire inside of you that will be pushing you, a propelling force that gets you, I got to do it, because there's going to be challenges. There's going to be opposition. There's going to be difficulty. But when the passion is added to that mission shall be accomplished. So we've got to develop. If you want to make impact in life, that is a mission. Then you have to add passion to it, that come what may, I'm going to do it. Whatever happens, if anybody have done it before, I'm going to do it. Shout hallelujah. If nobody ever do it, I'm going to do it. If God said it, God is going to make it to pass in the mighty name of Jesus. Then the second example is a woman called Esther. Esther is a queen. You know the story very well. The Bible says that she is an orphan. She has no father and she has no mother. An orphan. So she was raised by an uncle. Only know how the man managed to feed her. But what we know was that nobody knows her. But on one day, she became the queen. And as a queen, she was enjoying her life. Until there was something to do. You see, there was always be something to do in life. There's always something to do in the academics. There's always something to do in finance, in banking. There's something to do in politics. There's something to do in ministry. There's something to do in entertainment. There's something to do in sports. There is always something to do. There is always something to do. I used to have problems with people that say, there is no job. What I tell them is that there is difference between job and work. Which one do you want? Do you want job or do you want work? Because there is always work. The work is ever available. If you say you are looking for work, is available. You are not looking for work. You are looking for job. Job is what they pay you for. But if it is work, you don't need payment. Go and work. Praise the Lord. If you really want to work, go and work. And that is why pastor will always say, go and work for free. Go and work for free, because you are actually designed to work. If you don't work, nothing will work. You will not even have what, you will not even know what you have inside until you start working. Shout hallelujah. You will not know what you have inside. You will be amazed when you start working. You thought maybe something you've never tried before. And you thought, so I can do it. That tells you that there are a lot inside of you. Shout hallelujah. So if this woman was there as a queen, doing nothing, but when there was issued, the whole nation was about to be destroyed. There was an orchestration, and that if this bill should pass to law, the whole Jews will be destroyed. So he may say, hey, the uncle came and said, see, why are you in this palace? Can I ask you the question? Why are you in this palace? Maybe God has raised you for such a time as this. Ladies and gentlemen, God has raised you and I for such a time like this. Probably the reason why there's inflation is because God actually wants you to do something. You can then aspire to be the minister for finance, the minister for education, the minister for agriculture, the minister for road, or to be the president, to aspire. And if God can see that inside of you, then God will raise you. I see God raising president in the name of Jesus. And when I say president, I don't just mean the president of a nation, but president of institutions, of enterprise, in the name of Jesus. If your faith can carry it, receive it in the name of Jesus. In Esther chapter 5, if you read from verse 1 to verse 3, you see this story there. Esther chapter 5, from verse 1 to verse 3. Now it came to pass on the third day. Now what happened is that in chapter 4, this woman said, oh, I cannot, there are things that are working against me. Number one, I cannot approach the king just like that. That is protocol. But you see, I have to break this protocol. So my life is at stake. You have to declare a fast. Tell the people to fast for me. And also I will fast. Then if I fast, I will go and see the king. Now this man now fast, the whole Jews now fasted. Now in verse 1 of chapter 5, now it came to pass on the third day, the third day of fasting, that Esther put on a royal apparel and stood in the inner court of the king's house, over against the king's house, and the king sat upon his royal throne in the royal house, over against the gate of the house. And it was so, when the king saw Esther, the queen standing in the court, that she obtained favor in his sight. And the king held out to Esther the golden sceptre that was in his hand. So Esther drew near and tore the top of it. Now what happened is that when they fasted, God rubbed favor on her. When they pray and seek the favor, God rubbed favor on her. So she received the favor of him. Instead of king to be angry, say, why do you come? Why did I invite you? The moment the king set his face on, wow. The only thing he saw is favor. Somebody is receiving favor tonight in the name of Jesus. You see, when you take step to make impact in life, God will rub favor on you. Then you begin to receive the blessings of God. Now, what I discover here is that to command impact, you have to learn to overlook every obstacles. There will always be obstacle not to do anything. One of the things that my pastor taught me is never to see excuse, no excuse. There is no excuse for anything. And I tell you, it's biblical. Shout hallelujah. You know, Jesus talking about people was taking a parable of a feast. And the king made a feast and they invited special guests of honor to come. And they are not coming. So the man said, instead of this people to wait, go and call all the people, in the street, gather them, let them come, compel them, let them come. And when the man said, there's no excuse, just compel them, draw them, no excuse, shout hallelujah. Okay, so there will always be excuse for not doing anything. There will always be excuse. But only those that look, that is not caged with the excuse, is going to be the one that will make impact, because you will always see lack of finances. You will always see lack of support. People will castigate you. People will misunderstand you. People will say a lot of things about you. People will even say you are using them. People will say, you are a crook. People will say you are a cheat. But if you are determined and you fulfill your mission with passion, there is nothing that is going to delay you, and nothing will delay you in the mighty name of Jesus. Esther refused to be caged by the protocols and the title she's carrying. Impact making has no respect for protocol and it has no respect for title. As a matter of fact, you have no title. You don't need title to command respect. You don't need title to command impact. You don't have to be, you don't have to be any best, any so-called title to make impact in life. I heard a story of a very young lady. She just finished secondary school. And one way or the other, she went back to a village, so to say, and a secondary school girl. And in that village, she observed that there was no school. And there were little kids. So what she did was that, okay, instead of me to go to school, let me be teaching these little children. And she gathered all the little children under the tree as she was teaching them mathematics and English, the important subject. She was teaching them. One day, she got to the notice of a prominent person, I think the local government of the area also. So, forwarded it to the governor and everything. The governor himself, the minister of education and other officials came to that village. And they were amazed. Now, this young lady, a secondary school girl, she gathered all the young men in the village and they find wooden things, they wood and they cut it and they make it, they make classroom to divide the children so that you can teach them very well. When the man got there, she was moved. Say, what do you have? The man said, no, I'm just secondary school, and you are doing this kind of a thing. And you know what? That same day, the governor said that they should start erecting schools for that community. And they erected school, and they named that school after that lady's name. They named that school after her name. And the governor said, okay, we are going to sponsor you. You will go to university, you will study course of your choice, then you go to any course you want to, any kind of education you want to, you will go there free of charge. Shout hallelujah. Now, this lady, she needs a whole, look at this village. Oh, if I go to university, if I come out, if I got a job, if I will come out with, no, she, that that situation, just a school sat, she started making impact. So you don't need tattoo to start making impact. Impact is progressive. It doesn't have to be massive. It doesn't have to be instantaneous. It just gradually, anywhere you are, we are making difference. And that is the life you are going to live in the name of Jesus. And the last one is the man called Joseph. Joseph is a man that make impact. He was a foreigner, and as a foreigner there in the prison, anywhere he find himself, he also make impact. As a houseboy, he's making impact. In the prison, the man is making impact. So much so that his news got to the attention of the president, and they call for him. Say, come and do what you know how to do. And what you know how to do is, Joseph can do two things very well, which is to serve. Houseboy, and you can serve very well. You make your house neat, and if you hang on your clothes will put starch. The thing will be shining, and it will hang on in very well. He said, this is what I know how to do. And I also know how to interpret. So king called him to come and do one of the things he know how to do. And the man interpreted the dream. You know the story. Then one day became the prime minister. Through him, the whole nation came to Egypt. You see, Israel got to Egypt through Joseph. And through him, a land was given to the whole nation called Goshen. They dedicated the whole land to them. Say, go there. Go and be staying there. And you see, through them, the whole nation was blessed. You remember when they were visiting that land, they packed all the blessing. When they packed all the blessing. There are some people, impact makers, always carry blessing. They carry the blessings of God that anywhere they are, the blessing begin to flow. You know the man called Jacob also, even Laban come on and say, God bless me because of you. So if you have determined to make impact in life, God is going to ensure that blessings follow you in the name of Jesus. Very quickly, let's look at dividends of an impactful living. What are the dividends of impactful living? Number one dividends is joy. You see, when you begin to live impactfully, God will add joy into your life because you are always making people, you are making the life of people becoming better. You are adding values to people's life. And you see, there are some people in life you can't curse them. When you curse them, you are actually cursing yourself because they have affected so much. They have touched many lives. So much so that even if you are cursing, angel will look at it. You better stop this cursing, or else I will see back to sender. Praise the Lord. You know, I remember very young, some people were saying a lot of things about one businessman in this nation. You know, he's a very popular man called Dangote. Say, hey, he's blood money. Hey, he's... I just told them, I said, okay, no problem, it's blood money. If it is blood money, we are hugging. Those days, I was very, very young. We are hugging. I said, even if it is blood money, you, go and do blood money. Do the same thing he's doing. So if we have 10 people like him, if you have 10 people like him in Nigeria, everything will be better. Imagine we have somebody like him, 10, and all the products he's selling, they are selling the same. There will be competitions. So they will be forced to lower their price. And the nations around us will come to ask for whatever we are producing. And so money will be flowing into our nations. Praise the Lord. Okay, so you have to make up your mind to add values to people's life. And when you do that, God will also release joy to you. There is a joy in giving. There is a joy in living an impactful life. That you, somebody come to you weeping. Somebody come to you sorrowful. And you meet the need of that person. See, there is this joy. You can't explain it, but you just feel like, I'm doing what God has called me to do. Praise the Lord. Okay, so, and when you do that, God will release joy into you. And that's what the Bible says in Nehemiah. In the book of Nehemiah, let's go to the book of Acts, Acts chapter 12, verse 47. Let's look at Acts chapter 12, verse 47. 47. 47. 47. 4, 7. Okay. 4 to 7, sorry. Now, when he has apprehended him, he put him in prison and delivered him to four. Okay, that's wrong. Praise the Lord. Okay, shall we look at Philippians chapter 4, verse 4? Philippians chapter 4, Bible says that you should rejoice always. Okay, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. This is telling you that when you are living an impactful life, God releases joy. You have no option than to rejoice. And you see, anybody that wants to make impact in life, you always be joyful. You don't carry sorrow face. Look at the story of Nehemiah that we look at just now. Nehemiah was always joyful. So the day the man was sad, king noticed it. You are not like this. You are not like this. So he quickly met his need. So you have to make up your mind to live joyfully, to rejoice. No matter what happened to you, decide in your heart to live joyfully. Because whenever you are joyful, God will add strength to you. Every time you are, God will add color to you. And you see, haven't you noticed that people that smile every time, people that, you know, that joyful, anywhere they are, anywhere they find themselves, they turn the atmosphere around. And everybody, you know, seems to, you see, when especially if they are funny people, anywhere they find themselves, they will make everybody will begin to laugh. Everybody will begin to laugh. And that's the two things he actually imparting life. Praise the Lord. Is that it? Because if there is anybody that is down, maybe you overthink and you are down. When somebody crack joke or somebody is more try to make you happy, you start and all those things, all the body will be lifted. So if you want to make impact, start living in joy. Be joyful every time. Never allow anything. Don't look at your problem. Look at the dividends that is in impactful living. And one of it is joy. Praise the Lord. Then number two is supernatural provision or supernatural resources. In Nehemiah chapter 2, in verse 2, we read that God actually taught the heart of the king, and the king provided everything that he needed. Everything he needed. God taught. It is not the king that did it, because naturally, the king will not do that. But God touches the heart of the king. And God ensures that everything the man needed to build the wall and to build the temple was released. Then the king said unto me, for what dost thou make request? So I prayed to the Lord of heaven. Okay, verse 2. Okay, verse 5. And I said unto the king, if it pleases the king, and if thy servant has found favor in thy sight, that thou wouldest send me to Judah, unto the city of my father. And in verse 7, the Bible says that he released him. Can we, okay. Moreover, I said unto the king, if it pleases the king, let letters be given to me, to the governor beyond the rivers, that they may convey me over till I come into Judah. This man also escorted him with letters and with approval. And he even went to this forest where they cut trees, bamboos, and he presented it. He said, I needed thousands of bamboos to build this one. And they released everything. I see somebody receiving supernatural provision in the mighty name of Jesus. All the resources that we need to live impactfully, the Lord will release in the name of Jesus. Let us not deceive ourselves. To live impactfully, you need resources, especially you need money. You need favor of God. You need it. You need it. So whenever you make up your mind to live impactfully, the Lord will begin to provide all this. Then number three, to live an impactful life, the dividends of impactful living is strength and joy. Strength and joy. The Lord will release strength to you and joy. That is just like I said, and health. You see, God will never allow an impact maker to be weak. Praise the Lord. The reason is because strength is needed to make impact in life. Health is so important to live an impactful life. And God will ensure that your health is intact. The devil may try to touch your head, but God will ensure that you are, because you are valuable. You can't do without. Because you are adding, thousands of lives is benefiting from you. Millions of lives is benefiting from you. So God will ensure that he keep you safe and sound. God will ensure that he keep you healthy. When you look at our pastor, you see God that he's a man that is full of strength and health and vitality. Why? Because he's making impact. He's affecting many. He's touching souls. And God decided to release the strength. I tell you, you don't have to look at, you don't have to see his schedule. And the kind of Sometimes I wonder, I say, is my pastor a woman being? Because I can't even imagine. Abba. Praise the Lord. Somebody shout hallelujah. See, let me tell you, see, sometimes when I preach like this, if I get home, the kind of sleep that I will sleep. And I'll see my pastor from morning to night. And I will be wondering next day, the pastor, pastor, my tired. The next day before you get to church, you already see him. The man is bouncing again. I will be wondering, you see, strength. We will carry grace, so grace is different. Shout hallelujah. To make impact, you need strength. And you see, God will add strength to you because you have determined to make. You see, God, I want to believe that God will not give strength to somebody that will waste it. But when you begin to make impact in life, God will give more strength. More strength, both financially, both physically, both mentally, everything. The Lord will add it. Haven't you noticed that our pastor is operating in a new anointing? Because he has decided. He had this pastor where I was talking to me, pastor, the pastor shall do. I was just laughing. We are the one receiving it. Praise the Lord. The anointing is different. Shout hallelujah. Okay, so because the impact is being made, he has determined that this is what I'm called to do. This is the assignment that God has given unto me. And you know what? You and I, we are part of that assignment. And that is why God brought you in. God brought you in, so because he wants you to have to make impact in this generation, and so shall he be in the name of Jesus. The next one is good name. When you begin to make impact, you're going to have good names. You'll be having good names. People will be talking good about you, at least people that knows what it means to make impact. Because some people will be saying rubbish about you, but people that have the understanding of what life really means and what you are doing, they will appreciate it, and God will give you good name. The next one, number 5, is preservation. I want to believe that the whole Psalm 91 is written to a man that has decided to make impact in life. If you read from verse 10 to verse 14, Psalm 91 from verse 10 to verse 14, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come near thy dwelling. Yes? Somebody say amen. Amen. Verse 11. For he has given his angel charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. Say amen. Amen. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dis thy feet against a stone. Say amen. Amen. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and heather, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample upon feet. The next verse, because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he had known my name. Look at this. God said, because you have decided to make him part in life, God said, I will preserve you. I will preserve, I will set you on high. And also, I pray that this shall be your testimony in the name of Jesus. Do you know what God is saying here? Because he said, because you are different. Because you are different, I'm going to do this. God commits his life to you if you decide to make impact in life. And God will ensure that your life is preserved. God will ensure that nobody kills you. God will ensure that you don't die untimely. No, pastor was saying something on Saturday when we were having the seminar. He said, I want you to notice that he mentioned a particular name, that this family said, when this man was alive, MKO, everybody, hey, MKO, but now we are not hearing his name at all. There's another man here in Kwara, not far from here. The man is, but many people say a lot of things about him. Today, we can't even hear anything good about the family anymore. Because we are not making him part, the source is not godly. So, and they die untimely. I pray that you will not die untimely in the name of Jesus. The Lord will preserve you in the name of Jesus. The next one, just as I said, I've said it, long life. Verse 16, look at verse 16, long life. Verse 16. They say, with long life will I satisfy thee and show thee my salvation. Because I will keep you, I will ensure that you live long. The last but not the least is God will raise you helpers. When you begin to make impact in life, God will raise helpers to you. Just as it happened to a man called Nehemiah. In Nehemiah chapter 3 from verse 1 to the end, the Lord raised Helper to him. I see God raising Helper for you in the mighty name of Jesus. I say, I see God raising Helper for you in the name of Jesus. Today your life is going to be different from the one you have been used to in the mighty name of Jesus. Today it has been recorded of you that your life has been different. Your life is different totally, and you are making impact in the mighty name of Jesus. I see you going to everywhere. I see you moving from here to your school, to your place of work, to your family, to your nation, to another nation where God is taking you and making impact in the mighty name of Jesus. Today the Lord is placing you upper in the mighty name of Jesus. If you receive it, can you shout a living amen?
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org.